Welcome to Tales of Prowess, a show that delves into the mysteries, secrets, and oddities of a world that was once yours, now called the Wetlands. This show explores the small lives of those who live and die in the Wetlands. I will be your guide for these elapsing minutes. As you listen to the waves washing against you, it is apparent that, for the time being, you are one of us. A traveler, visiting us from far away. So, traveler, let me tell you a tale. A tale of prowess. Daisy descended the concrete stairs to a solid wooden door. Raising her fist, she knocked twice, then once, then four times. A few seconds passed before she heard a responding knock. She followed with three of her own, and the door swung open.
"Got your cover?" the doorman asked.
She reached into her bag and handed over a can of beans.
"Cool. Nice costume."
Daisy walked down the hall toward the noise, her heels clicking as she walked. The ruby red shoes were a pair of black heels she had found left behind in the house she was currently staying in. The red paint had been the final touch she added to her Dorothy costume. It was a last-minute decision, but her options were limited. All of the Spirit Halloweens had closed down for the season before nightfall hit, so finding clothes for a costume party was more of a matter of creativity than of choice. But she knew she needed to be here tonight, so she made a dress out of old blue sheets, painted a pair of shoes, and braided her hair. As she looked around the crowd, she saw mummies and vampires, lumberjacks, zombies. All what she expected from what people could find. But she knew the hosts of this party, and they wouldn't have hosted if they couldn't go all out. A fairy, a robot, and a pirate. Things that took up space and attracted attention. Things that took up valuable resources. She wouldn't have been the first to flaunt her riches from the middle of her own base, but hey, it wasn't her party. Daisy loved house parties. The heat, the noise, the movement. And she loved drinking games. So as she walked into the party, she opened her bag and held up a bottle of vodka before shouting, "Anyone want to play corpse? Shots on me." With the promise of free alcohol, Daisy had the attention of the crowd. "Come over to this side. Sit in a circle. Everyone know the rules?" As the crowd gathered, some nodded yes, while many more shook their heads no.
"Alrighty. So, it's pretty simple. We need two ping pong balls and a cup of rot."
A slight murmur went through the crowd at this, but Daisy knew her audience. Everyone here was immune.
"Person A has to make three shots on a cup. Once they start, the person to the left begins to make shots too. Person B only has to make one, and once they make it, the ball is passed to person C, and so on. If the ball gets all the way around the circle and back to person A before they've made three shots, person A has to drink the entire cup of rot. If person A makes all three first, whoever in the circle last made a shot becomes the new person A. Got it? You take a shot of vodka every time you land a shot on the cup."
The party crowd was rather small, only around 15 people. It didn't take too long for Daisy to hand out shots to everyone, and once she was finished, she held up the ping pong ball.
"I'll go first, unless anyone else wants to."
With no response, she made the first throw. The ball sank gracefully in the cup as the person to her left began to shoot. She had played this game so many times that the second ball had barely moved left before her turn was finished. As she turned to watch the game continue, she poured more shots. This game was her favorite for the sheer volume of shots. It was easy for people to forget just how much they drank when they were so caught up in the game's fast pace. It was even easier when the shots she were pouring weren't just straight liquor, but rather her own blend of liquor and rot. Another reason Corpse was so popular at parties now was for that center cup of rot. Mixing rot and liquor intensified the effects of the alcohol to an extreme extent. More intense than any crossfade could feel, and a quicker onset than you would expect. If you didn't watch yourself, you could easily become blackout after 3 or 4 drinks. Especially if you didn't know that's what you were drinking. As the game continued, she watched the crowd around her down shot after shot, cheering and laughing as people missed their throws or sank their final shot just in time. She saw some people begin to sink into the furniture behind them, a little sleepy and drunker than they thought they were. Then a few more joined them. And as one by one the crowd stopped throwing the ball and sank into a deep sleep, Daisy smiled and looked up at the shadow descending the stairs.
Get anything good?
The shadow peeled off the wall and became a woman carrying a large backpack. She slid the backpack off her shoulder and to the floor, unzipping the bag to reveal medicine bottles, books, soap, band-aids, and all sorts of other things that had gotten increasingly hard to come by.
How are you feeling?
The woman asked Daisy.
I'm fine. You know that stuff doesn't affect me, Daisy said, gently bumping the woman's shoulder with her own. No, I know you don't get drunk,
the woman replied.
It doesn't mean your liver is happy about it. I'm fine, I promise. Let's go home.
Daisy grabbed the woman's hand as they began to walk back down the hallway. As they passed the doorman, Daisy reached into her bag and handed him a bottle of liquor.
Thanks for the tip-off,
she said.
Let me know if you have any others coming up. There might be one next Thursday. I'll let you know,
he replied.
This stuff real, or is it watered down? Real,
she said with a bit of a smirk.
You get me another group with as much as this one had, and you can have as many bottles of the real stuff as you want.
Daisy turned and walked through the wooden door, leaving the party behind her. As she and the woman walked home, she thought about what she could do with her new treasures, and what she might be able to find at the next one. Daisy just loved parties.
And thus concludes this week's Tale of Prowess. Thank you for joining us, and have a safe journey, traveler. This week's tale was written and produced by Rachel Leota, with a theme composed by Abigail Hines.